Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DiBasilio. Sheriff DiBasilio, during the last segment, we ended talking a little bit about marijuana and cannabis. You know, staying on that topic, you know, what kind of challenges does it pose for law enforcement and just crime in general in Calaveras County when it's kind of a cash industry at this point because you can't do traditional banking for marijuana grows?
It is a problem. If you remember back last year, we had some marijuana ripoffs, if you want to call them that, where they were going there because they knew that they had large sums of money that they were holding on to. We had the chase that ended up in one of the gentlemen, you know, passing away down in the Valley Springs after a car chase. So the cash industry is a huge issue. And I know the state is working on some type of a banking system. And I know the feds are pushing back on that. The banks that are FDIC approved, they cannot take any marijuana money, any cash. And I know the laws in January of this year changed. I went to deposit $100 into my daughter's account who live out of state, and they wouldn't let me deposit cash into the account because of the money laundering that's been going on with marijuana. So it is a problem. And again, large sums of money attract bad people because that's easy cash cow, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So it is a problem. And it's a concern. Even with the ordinance that we're going to be putting into place for the 2020 season, the state and or county has to figure out how they're going to deal with all those large cash deposits.
People doing the illegal marijuana grows, is it primarily people coming from outside the area here, or are they locals who are getting involved with it?
You're always going to have the local folks that are still going to try and do stuff illegally. But I think our biggest percentage of illegal growers are people that are coming from out of the area. The folks in our earlier talk with the folks that we're doing the marijuana grow on today, they are all from out of the area. They're from Bay Area and Sacramento. In fact, the lady that owns the property actually lives in the Bay Area, doesn't even have any ties to this county other than the marijuana.
You know, a different topic, something that always is on people's mind, if there's a spike in burglaries at all in the region. Have you noticed much when it comes to burglaries lately in Calaveras County?
No. Well, it depends on the season. When you get around the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, you have an influx of folks from the Bay Area. Their kids have nothing to do, so yeah, they go out and they start ripping off houses. So we saw a little bit of an influx there, but it always tapers off after the holidays. The benefit about the snow that we've had this year in the higher areas is that it detours people from going out because they have to try and trudge through snow. So, But it's a roller coaster ride. It doesn't matter where you're at in the country. Crime trends have a roller coaster effect because of the weather. When it's nice outside, people are outside longer. And when it's cold, wet, and wintry and snowing, people tend to stay in and they don't tend to get out so much to, you know, burglarize.
So spring and summer are extra important to lock those doors as well with the weather warming up?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell people how important it is to have camera systems and signs in their windows that your house is alarmed. Burglars tend to not go to homes that are alarmed. I used to do classes on this with folks, and I tell them, it's unfortunate for your neighbor, but if you have an alarm sign in your window, that burglar's going to see that, and he's going to go to the next house that doesn't have an alarm system. It's unfortunate. But they're going to go for the easy target. And the easy targets are ones that don't have alarm systems. People need to put alarm systems in their houses. It certainly helps. It doesn't stop them all the time, but it certainly helps.
Any other things you'd recommend to make your house look, you know, occupied and lived in?
You know, the old things that you put on to automatically turn your lights on and off. They have the new doorbell ring motion sensors, I guess. My daughter's got one at her place. When somebody walks onto her porch, it automatically alerts their phone. So any of those types of security programs are great. And Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood Watch is huge. We have Neighborhood Watch programs through our volunteer units. And get to know your neighbors. You know, we've gotten into a society now to where everybody's text messaging and nobody talks anymore. But you need to get out and know who your neighbors are so that you can talk and say, hey, there was a vehicle that drove down the street that shouldn't be here. So it's, you know, looking out for each other. That's huge. There's only so many cops. There's a whole lot more public. And I always tell people, you have more eyes than we do, so watch out for each other.
You referenced the heavy snow we've gotten this winter as well, and we had some flooding in the region over recent months. You know, has it kept you as a sheriff pretty busy?
Actually, our county seemed to go a little unscathed. We had a couple of road closures. We had Highway 49 was closed right between San Andreas and Angels Camp for a little time. They had a mudslide, and it caused the road to flood. Highway 26 was closed a little bit up by Woodhouse Mine Road because of a slide that actually closed the highway. So it did cause some problems, nothing like we have seen in some past years. So I would say that Calaveras County came out of it unscathed more than any other county.
Good to hear. Did you get any people trying to drive through the water and getting stuck and rescues and that type of thing?
Unfortunately, no. We were lucky in that aspect. We didn't have any problems that were incurred because of any floodings. And again, we didn't have a whole lot of flooding. We had a few mudslides. So we, again, were lucky.
You know, volunteers with the sheriff's office, how do you rely on volunteers, or what are the type of things that they do?
Our volunteers are phenomenal in our county. We have 30 volunteers right now at this point. Last year, they worked 62 events and put in almost 1,900 hours. And you understand, a work year for one person is just at 2,000 hours. So they put in a lot of time. In our patrol units that we have, they drove almost 39,000 miles and put in almost 2,300 hours in doing that. Between working in the jail and working in the sheriff's office, they put in about 2,200 hours. Our substations, which we have four of, if you combine them all together, they were open for 511 days. So that's quite a bit. They drove their personal vehicles almost 49,000 miles, and that's using their own fuel, paying for, you know, for their own insurance and everything. And total volunteer hours donated in 2018 was almost 11,000 hours, which equates to just over 5.25 years that these folks put in 1 year. So I cannot thank them enough. We had an awards dinner for them a couple of weeks ago, and they're just a phenomenal group of people. And we have the range of knowledge in the sheriff's office. A volunteer unit is amazing. We have doctors, we have people who used to work for IRS, we have mechanics, we have your BJ Hansen, or excuse me, your Paul Shin
yes,
that works here for you folks, that comes over and helps us out tremendously. So the array of knowledge that these folks bring to the sheriff's office to help, I just can't speak to them enough. They're fantastic.
Are you still taking applications of people hearing this and want to get involved?
Oh, absolutely. We're always taking applications for folks that want to come out and help. And they do an array of things. They'll drive around in a marked patrol car that says volunteer on the side. They'll do vacation house checks. They'll take reports up at the front office. They'll do subpoena services. They do it all. They're fantastic.
And then search and rescue, is that volunteer as well?
Yeah, we have quite a big volunteer search and rescue unit. We do have some deputies that are embedded into the volunteer to the search and rescue. Our stats from last year, they did 12 trainings. They do one training a month. They actually responded to 25 different incidences. They put in about 3,700 volunteer hours. And some of their trainings are, they do high-angle rope rescue, they do swift water rescue, tracking. They have some dogs for tracking folks that are lost. They do navigation. They have off-highway vehicle operations, where they do snowmobiles, snowcats, the side-by-sides, anything they need to try and track people. Winter mobility. In fact, they were up doing some snow training. In fact, I posted it on our website, our Facebook page the other day also. And wilderness first aid. They do so much stuff. And then last year, they assisted the Alpine County, Amador County, Tuolumne County. They went to the Butte Fire, and they also worked with the state OES system. So again, volunteers are huge in our county. They just do so much. I can't thank them enough also.
Need to take one more break, talking with Sheriff Rick DiBasilio of Calaveras County on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Coming up next, we'll ask the sheriff about the upcoming fire season. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.